The Musée des Augustins houses the largest collection of works by Alexandre Falguière, partly thanks to donations from his wife. Alexandre Falguière was a well-known 19th century sculptor who was born in Toulouse in 1831 into a modestly well-off family. He learned painting and sculpting at the École des Beaux-Arts in Toulouse before heading off to study at the Fine Arts School in Paris. He was awarded the Prix de Rome in 1859. The young French Republic made Falguière rich by commissioning many sculptures from the prolific sculptor, along with fountains in Toulouse, and even part of the decoration of the Arc de Triomphe in Paris. However, he is first and foremost known for his female nudes. No less than 5 workshops operated under his supervision to deliver numerous public and private commissions. A highly respected teacher at the École des Beaux-Arts in Paris, known for his high standards, he trained a whole generation of sculptors, including Antonin Mercier, Laurent Marquest, and Antoine Bourdel. Some of their artworks are on display in this museum. Let's take a stroll through the Red Gallery for an insight into his multiform creations. At the start of his career, his subjects tended to be young boys, like the winner of the cockfight, which captures a moment of spontaneous pride and joy. Its very classic craftsmanship reflects the young sculptor's love of ancient art, which he gradually left behind to incorporate movement and naturalism. A little further along, the posture of the hunting nymph is the result of Falguière's quest to translate movement. The young woman is about to fire an arrow, which is why she appears off balance. Falguière keeps up the tradition of mythological subjects, a pretext for sculpting naked female characters to whom he gives an entirely new realistic age. As you can see, the nymph has a body and hairstyle that reflect the fashion of the time. Now let's go to the opposite end of the gallery, where in the last cube you can see another young boy, characteristic of the artist's early years. The figure shown here is the young Christian martyr Tarsicius, who chose to die stoned by pagans rather than betray the Eucharistic host he holds against his heart. The nails that were part of the original plaster were used as a guide for making a marble copy of the work, which is currently on display at the Musée d'Orsay. Near to Tarsicius, the white marble bust of Daydreaming Child provides a glimpse of the artist's more intimate creations. The child has a gentle gaze and a striking head of hair that seems surprisingly unfinished, adding a lively touch to the overall feel. Finally, a group scene, also in a naturalist style, confirms Falguière's interest in everyday subjects. At the school gates, shows a modest family. You'll notice, for example, that the woman is barefoot and her clothes are torn, affected by the new law that made education compulsory for everyone. Here, Falguière addresses a patriotic issue of great importance to the Third Republic of France with a tender, intimate feel.